Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Reigns and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Reigns.
I'm Mark Edge.
And here we are in our third hour. Mark, you said it wouldn't last.
I don't know what they said.
No, they said please make it end.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's a well-known fact that we've gotten...
What follows that is not a well-known fact.
We're living rent-free inside Elon Musk's brain because, well, we're a physical threat. You're a physical threat. You've challenged him to a real cage match, not some Mark Zuckerberg promotional cage match, real cage match. Hashtag real cage fight. Or real cage. I can't even remember which hashtag. Use both. We're a financial threat. We must be. I'll explain that in just a moment.
Okay.
And we're an existential threat.
To being?
To Elon Musk and ex-Twitter. Even though we are using it to get inside his head. So, Reigns and Edge has been on about 2 months. And, you know, it's getting to the point that we're so polished now that, you know, we need to reach a broader audience. And plus, we're not quite in the other 6 day of the week Free Talk Live Network shows. We're
a little something different.
Yes.
But Friday night always has been.
It has?
Yeah. Well, the Friday show, we would justify on Free Talk Live.
My Friday nights are pretty much all the same.
We would justify sort of, you know, if there's a crazy, loony story, we'd put it on Fridays. Our thought process being that the Friday show was, if people are listening, they're listening going to the club, going to a bar, going out with friends, or they're... You know, however they're listening, that it, Friday night is just a little more fancy.
Yeah, if I was going out to the bar, this is what I'd be tuning on for my friends. But, of course, that would be me playing my own voice for my friends. And your voice, too. Elon Musk is where we were at. So we that was the background. It was a little bit of a hassle. We got the blue check mark, or at least on at Henry Reigns Show is the handle, but it's... I think it says Reigns and Edge now when you go to the profile page of ex-Twitter. And then even the whole rent-free in his brain, after we started calling it ex-Twitter, he started calling it himself ex-Twitter, which is really for such a brilliant...
You think we would have gotten credit for that.
Well, for such a supposedly brilliant marketer and innovator and master of the marketplace... You would think that he wouldn't call something that he's trying to brand X, ex-Twitter, and remind everybody that it's the new Coke that we don't want you to remember as the new Coke as the old Coke, but we don't know what we are anymore.
I have a question about ex-Twitter that maybe you can answer. How do you get to X? What is the URL that you type in to get to X?
Better yet, have you looked? Is this this trick question for me?
It's not a trick question.
Because I've looked at this.
Okay.
But since you got your phone there, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do a live on the air attempt. Go to your search engine and just put X. Put X Twitter. Put X Twitter in the search engine.
And okay.
All right.
Going to
and
the...
I will do this, too, on Chrome, too. So
search engine, or do you want me to...
Well, I am going to put it in the address bar a Chrome tab.
Okay.
So I'm going
to
put...
So you're going to do that, and I'm going to go to a just a search page, right?
All right.
And I type in X-Twitter?
Yeah. And what I get is Twitter.com.
Okay, and I've got X-Twitter, and I search, and it says Twitter.com. Yep.
Okay, let's try... I'm going to just try X social media. Maybe I skewed the result by putting Twitter in the search. I will just do X social media. Oh, that'll get you all kinds of stuff.
If I do X Twitter X, I get X. But it doesn't say Twitter.
That's the URL?
No, there is no URL next to this, which is strange, because everything else has a URL. It just, the URL's hidden.
X social media is something else altogether. Social media is, X social media is suing X, a social media company.
That's funny.
That was 2 days ago. Well, see, even when we're not trying to, we're exposing him. So let's see what his judicial problems are. An ad agency called X Social Media alleges that the company formerly known as Twitter has caused marketplace confusion. Well, I will vouch for that. And lost revenue. It was bound to happen, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know about lost revenue, but all right.
X Social Media, an ad agency from Florida, alleges this. Let me see where it is. It's unclear how strong X Social Media. I think it's got a pretty strong case, actually. Let's see. Where is it filed? The Middle District of Florida. It must be around Orlando, maybe? And there's, yeah, I'd have to read this. There's a whole 17-page complaint here.
Wow.
And I'm not going to go anywhere. I really feel in my position as the Justice of the Appeals Court of Reins and Edge, I rule in favor of X and against Elon Musk.
And against X.
And his... It's trampling of the rights of the little guy. So anyway, I finally got the blue check mark. I told you about that when it happened, so that we could use the boosting power, the ad platform with built in. And actually, if you go to that, it's still all Twitter over there, too, do the campaigns. So I also did that with Facebook this last week. And with Facebook... I'd already done similar boosts for like that. The Suncoast Pro Wrestling is my old wrestling company, and I boosted some of the videos there in the past, not recently, but it worked very well. I think one of my main videos got like 20,000 views when I did that, and I've done it for some Henry Rain show in the past. And actually, this refers back to when I said I almost could agree with you about fewer people voting. I opened up the wallet, I got to say, and...
you opened in your wallet. It's an amazing thing.
I didn't ask you for a dime. I opened it up, put down $10, 10 whole dollars on Facebook, and...
Moth-eaten 10 pulled out of the wallet.
Well, no, it actually comes off a digital account. I mean, it's Visa. But it's real money. No.
As real as fiat dollars get.
It's real enough. It got me $10 of promotion on Facebook.
It did.
Oh, God, it's going to make you log in. I'm not going to do that. But it was a two-day promotion. Mark Zuckerberg, for all his other faults, is not scared. He is willing to take Moz $10. Because... he is a businessman. He's a real businessman. He isn't one of these narcissistic self-promoters. I mean, really, you think about it. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't do a whole lot of self-promotion. And Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen him tweet.
Well, indeed, I haven't.
But so we got, I don't know, for $10... got, I don't know, hundreds of impressions. We got like 190 engagements. That's not bad. You used to sell advertising, from what I've heard. And $10 to get clicks and whatever. That's
anything that you can spend $10 on. I mean, you know, any advertising that works for $10 is special.
Well, I know when we did Google Ads at another at the medical practice that I manage, and this was like 2017, 2015, in that area. Yeah, you basically got charged about $6 for every click. That sounds familiar to you?
Sounds right.
So if you're getting 190 thumbs up and clicks and stuff like that for $10, I speak the truth until it pays me not to. And nothing is paying me to not speak the truth now. And I'm willing to say, Mark Zuckerberg, you gave me a good deal. You got real $10 from me, but yep. you gave. So now, Elon Musk last week, $10? No, $20. I was going to do a $20 campaign on X Twitter because I figured, you know, there's like a 1,000 followers to start with. That's more than the Facebook page for us.
That's where we got our sort of presence already.
No, you got a big presence there.
Okay.
That's why I always tag you in the. I tag you and the Free Talk Live in there every time I tweet.
All right.
And, so I bake it up. I target it. Everything looks good to go. And I picked one episode from last week. It was segment 6, and that was about the book banning in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And same thing I did on Facebook. By the way, we got, I don't know, 50 comments, 100 comments. It was a lot of comments, but half of the comments were all from one person. It was sort of the equivalent of a non in the voicemail on Facebook. This one guy, he put up thing after thing about the book banning. And a lot of people, and I won't redo the whole story, but basically it was a public interest group that had said that the state of Florida had banned more books in high school, I mean, in public school libraries and public school classrooms than any other state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, we didn't do the study.
It's an ignominious title.
We did that. And then there's all the pluses and minuses in the whole argument. You go back, actually look for the tweets and the Facebook page, but go to segment 6 on Reins and Edge from last week, and you'll get there. And then the other thing in that segment was the Naked Attraction dating game that was on HBO. So, because I wanted something, I thought it was a good choice because we had something that was newsworthy and we had something for titillating curious interest. Perfect. Something for everybody. And so I get that ready to go. Now, and before I did this, I was even careful. You know, because you libertarians, you got the big middle finger at a lot of people.
Indeed.
And but
see where it gets you.
Yeah, me, I'm perfectly happy to be compliant and give it a shot. I will be compliant and see just how much benefit I get out of it, because that is the rational point of view.
Okay.
As opposed to the idealistic point of view. Much like, I'm going to tell the truth until you pay me not to. And you will know, because all of a sudden I'm saying something different than I said last week. You know, it's
like
very,
canary
very
in coal mine.
I'm honest in my dishonesty.
What if Robert Reich's like this?
Yeah. Anyway, so I looked. I did a hashtag Naked Attraction to see if that stuff was out on Twitter. Because, you know, there's a lot of controversy about ex-Twitter, about they're not censoring. They are censoring. They're promoting racist, white supremacist stuff. You know, Musk is making veiled threats at the Anti-Defamation League. He's being accused of anti-Semitism in some of his stuff. In fact, I'm not going to spill the beans a little bit on more of this segment, but Russian state media is getting very favorable coverage to Elon Musk.
So, I see.
Yes. Well, so, and then I even found the Twitter account, ex-Twitter account, for the Naked Attraction dating show in the UK, which is where it originated. Yeah, so it's there. I tagged them, and I tagged the hashtag that was easily found through the search engine on X Twitter. Didn't try and hide it from me. Then it was there, and I did the book banning stuff. So I submit it, and everything looks good to go, and then I get an email. You have been suspended from ad campaigns on X Twitter because of your business practices. And I have to tell you, I was offended. I have no business practices. You have to have a business to have business practices.
This is one of these things these social media companies do, is they have, you know, these very low paid individuals in foreign countries.
Algorithms.
Yeah, well, you wish it was algorithms. I'm not sure that in many cases it is. I think they have
it couldn't have been a person because it happened like in under minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like, nah.
Well,
so I know. I mean, it is obvious. It is plain as the mic condom in front of your mouth there that Elon Musk has already blackballed us. It is the only logical explanation about why they probably used the naked attraction as
an excuse.
I was peddling sexual businesses. Or something like
that. The ones that they were peddling.
Yeah.
Like, all you did was tag their pages and their users and use hashtags that are already available on their site.
Yes.
This is how I felt when...
Entrapment.
Facebook gave us a ban, a ban's not the right term, a suspension on Facebook for sharing one of their pages. So there are these ladies in the Gold Coast of Australia who run around in bikinis plugging meter maids. They're called the Gold Coast Meter Maids. And they put money in meters, and the businesses pay them.
Did you say plugging meter maids?
Plugging meters.
Oh.
They plug the meters. They are meter maids. So they.
I thought you said plugging meter maids, and of course you got banned for that.
That's an entirely different thing. So anyway, the local businesses, the ice cream shops and the t-shirt businesses and all that stuff, they pay these ladies to, you know, be hot and plug meters. And
does that mean you're putting money in the meter?
Yeah.
So you're doing a public service.
Well, if you call that a public service, sure.
It keeps people from getting an offense, right?
Yes. The businesses like it. The town likes it. Everybody likes it there. But we were sharing this page because they do it in bikinis, and we were just sort of showing that, hey, we were
doing... The climate's nice.
Many of the activists were doing something similar in Keene, New Hampshire, but they were mad about it. And
was it in the winter?
The
bikinis?
No, they weren't doing it in the bikinis.
Oh, okay.
The activists weren't mad.
Well, there's a
the meter maids in Keene were mad because the activists were trying to be efficient. They were looking for the meter maids and then plugging the meters as the meter maids went around, and it was affecting the revenue. So the town was unhappy, the meter maids were unhappy, and all this kind of thing. Anyway, we shared this page, and we got a ban for sharing a Facebook page on Facebook. So that's exactly what happened to you.
Did you grease the wheels for Mark Zuckerberg?
No, I know grease occurred. Apparently that was the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious. You know, some things are just clear as day. And now, exhibit number two. So we get the denial. We're suspended.
Mm-hmm.
I says, okay. I'm like...
You don't want my money?
No. That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking... I want to make sure when I come before the court of the Reins and Edge listeners that, because I'll be acting as prosecutor and judge at that time, so I don't want to have to recuse myself, so I want to be fair. Because if I recuse myself, we go nowhere. And we were even talking, you and I, this is actual facts here. Everything is coming out of my mouth since the show has started. This is factual. But we had actually talked about doing a Twitter Spaces because the outrage of Elon Musk's vendetta against us, that we shut him down. So I said, let's do a Twitter Spaces. We're going to take this public right now. And then my cooler head took over, and I said, let me follow the protocol, let me comply, I will write the appeal, and let it go. Hear nothing. Another day goes by. Hear nothing. I'm starting to do the show prep. For those of you that don't know the show prep, it is over the top, too much show prep that I do that Mark never looks at. But
if there's a professional here, it isn't me. It isn't me.
I put in the show prep a day and a half ago, I put the expose about must plan for Twitter that was leaked by a whistleblower. What is true, allegedly the true plan was. And I put a second article about Elon Musk because he needs to know the power and the voice of Reins and Edge when he's traveling this world thinking he's a big shot. About the Russian media pumping him up and showing him favoritism and actually almost calling him an agent of the Russian state.
Oh, God.
Yes. Within hours, my email shows, you've been approved.
Ah, we got approved.
But, you know, you can't take my $20 and buy me off. So we're still going to talk about this stuff.
I did my research, Elon.
Yes. I didn't copy and paste all this stuff for nothing, Elon. You don't know who you're dealing with here. You think you know. But yeah. We'll get into that.
Can you imagine the flurry of memos that must have gone on there at ex-Twitter over you?
Did they do memos there?
I'm sure. Emails?
I thought he just has a neural implant on his favorite employees. He just
zaps them. Give them a little shock.
Well, of course, like I said, we're already on the algorithm in our own little subcode there about anything with Reins, Edge, Mark, at one med.
That's got to go straight to the top.
Yes.
Because it can't appear as though Elon's targeting us. But, of course, you know, we've got to target us.
Well, you'll know. You know that he's not targeting us. Has he ever tweeted about us?
Well, no.
But he tweets about everything else.
That's right.
So that shows you
that's right.
That he's singling us out to not tweet about.
It. You know, you do give compelling evidence.
Yes, I do. And I also, keeping time on this segment, on the other side of these messages, we'll just barely scratch the surface of Elon because we have important stories to do. And I don't know how we're going to get all 17 into them in the last segment of this show, but you're listening to Reins and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Following his removal as Speaker, Kevin McCarthy is anticipated to step down from the House, according to reports from Politico and CNN. The California Republican intends to remain in his position at least until the upcoming speakership election scheduled for next week. It's been reported that McCarthy conveyed his desire to spend more time with his family during a closed-door meeting with colleagues shortly after his ousting. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 330 36,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down. And inflation's coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed office. Skip Kelly, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Rains and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Rains.
I'm Mark Edge.
Oh, it's our final segment of the day, Mark. Pretty much exposed Elon Musk in the last, as far as how it concerns us. But there's a bigger Elon Musk than just the one that's obsessed with us. The part of him. You know, I realize, and we'll talk about this more in, when we have more time, but because there was a lot of stuff about Ukraine and in the news this week and other places, and I can be very Machiavellian in my thinking and very ruthless in my analysis of, you know, I self-describe as a reluctant imperialist, which probably is another reason so many people associated with Free Talk Live say, well, what is that guy doing here? But I realize I can compartmentalize. I just, as long as I don't have to actually do the cruel acts, but I can compartmentalize the cruel acts and understand the logic. You know, it's like a Darth Vader lives in me, but I keep him contained. The Force has surrounded the inner Darth. It hasn't, I don't think, on Elon Musk. On the day that the public records revealed that Elon Musk had become Twitter's biggest shareholder, an unknown sender texted the billionaire and recommended an article imploring him to acquire the social network outright. Now, we don't know that that was what motivated him, but they're, like as you said, it's correlative.
Correlative.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought I liked correlative.
Okay, I like it. I mean, I'm poor.
Well, I mean, it rolls off the tongue better.
It sounds like kitchenware.
Correlative.
Though.
Or it could just be like the old word perfect. Kind of word processing program. Corral. Anyway, Musk's purchase of Twitter, the 3,000-word anonymous article. Yeah, it's hard. 3,000 words, that's barely enough. Yes. To,
nothing.
Yeah. AI can generate that in no time at all now, but that was pre-AI, I guess. Anyway, it would amount to, this is in quotes, declaration of war against the globalist American empire. Let that roll around in your head a little bit.
Okay.
Declaration of war against the globalist American empire. So we have this South African. What, isn't he?
He is South African.
I mean, he's probably a U.S. citizen now.
Perhaps.
Maybe he's got dual citizenship.
Why would you
Why would
you want to be a U.S. citizen if you were Elon Musk? If you had that much money, you wouldn't want to be a U.S. citizen. The rich ones are trying to get rid of their citizenship.
Okay. I don't think he's... I don't know. Well, I don't want to we don't speculate here. We deal in facts. Anyway, the Senator Texas was offering a playbook for the takeover and transformation of Twitter. The three texts were sent on at the anniversary of Musk's purchase approaches. The identity of the senator remains unknown. The three texts were sent on April 4th of 2022. In the 18 months, Twitter appears to have closely followed the roadmap, including the ongoing attacks against the Anti-Defamation League, as well as the series of actions that would be described as four steps. Blame the platform for its users. Coordinated pressure campaign. That was step two. Three, exodus of the blue checks. Deplatforming. Anyway, let's see. The redacted documents were unearthed by the Chancery Daily, an independent legal publication covering proceedings before the Delaware Court of Chancery. That's how it got, I guess, in discovery. The wording of the text matches the subtitles of the article, The Battle of the Century. Here's what happens if Elon Musk buys Twitter. Anyway, it comes down to, although no byline, the pseudonym is Moxie Russo. Russo? Russia? Just saying. Anyway, the site's run by a far-right blogger. That's where it was published, not the chancery that discovered it after the discovery. By far-right blogger Darren Beatty, a former Trump White House speechwriter who was fired in 2018 for having spoken on a panel alongside white nationalists. After the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, Beatty promoted the claim that FBI had planted agents in the crowd who incited to storm the building. And we're not going to have time to go through all of this, but we'll get to this. We won't just let things lie. We'll find more out about this, because I want to get to the... Anyway, it all links Elon Musk to the support of white supremacy, maybe some speculation about why there's so much more white supremacy on the site now and things like that.
Well, I could speculate on that. I mean, if you... Everybody will shut down white supremacy talk, and there's different sort of degrees of it. It's to the most mild thing of pointing out that, you know, hey, the bell curve, this book from, you know, the 90s mentions that IQs are different than, you know, in this group than that group. Well, that's one thing, and relatively mild, to, you know, hey, let's burn crosses in people's yards. And, you know, most of the social media says nothing, zero, whereas Musk takes it much more case by case. Is this Nazi talk or is it not? And, you know, goes from there. By the way, he's a U.S. citizen.
No. You're fast on the research there?
No. I've had it for a while now at this point.
Even faster. The article also expressed sympathy for the Russian government-controlled news outlets Russia Today and Sputnik, saying they've been unfairly canceled after Russia invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, you know, I did think that the Russian canceling, like, let's not buy vodka because Russia invaded Ukraine, sounded dumb to me. There's lots of good reasons not to buy vodka. That's not one of them.
I used to use Russia Today for sources back in the mid-aughts of 2000, but I have seen them progressively go more propaganda style than, like, Al Jazeera has. If you're not dealing with something that affects the government of Qatar, where it's based, Qatar,
yeah, you know, it's good media.
Yeah, and WION out of India. If you don't deal with something that has to do with Hindu nationalism, you get pretty good global news there. And but you can see things start to go in just like a relentless, you know, there's propaganda and then there's like subtle propaganda. And they've gone from subtle propaganda to just hitting you over the head on it. There was a site called Vineyard of the Saker, S-A-K-E-R. People can go look it up if they want. Around 2014, I would like to go to that site, and it was obviously someone who had experience as a Russian, either Russian citizen, Russian resident, or something, and they were in the U.S. They were writing from the U.S. They didn't make a secret of that. And it was a very good place to get the opposing side of view when, you know, I don't think it's a going out on a limb to say that we sponsored the coup of the American Empire, the Western empires were promoted the coup. Sponsored is probably the bad word, too. Supported the electoral coup and the actual coup against the elected governor of Ukraine that was allied with Russia. Around 2014, I think, is when that happened. And it was a good place to get some of the background on the different players and stuff like that. It was subtle propaganda. And now, ever since the invasion of Ukraine, I mean, you go to that site now and it's like, you know, a bunch of pejoratives about Americans. This is like before we even dumped all the billions of dollars into Ukraine and active war. But just, and there's, like Pepe Escobar is a writer that I like to use who is pro-Russia, but I used to like to read his stuff. And then it just got, you know, way over, like when they had the initial invasion and you didn't know who was going to come out on top. And,
right.
And I think I told you, I told my accountant when he asked me how I thought I was going, I said, we'll fight to the last Ukrainian. And then, you know, they did surprisingly well. Better than expectation. I really thought before that happened that, you know, we were just doing a delaying game, trying to cost Russia and, you know, postpone the inevitable and get it into perhaps a stalemate and just grind. Like Afghanistan, when we started sending weapons to the Mujahideen before Russia ever invaded. You know, Zbigniew Brzezinski was trying to draw them into Afghanistan to suffer. Well, you know, I thought that, but now, once the stalemate really happened, and then the sort of reversal started to happen, and I looked at these sites, and they're like, well, I'm like, what reality are they looking at? You know, it's hard to deny at least something in the middle is happening. You know, it certainly isn't what you're describing. Not saying it's what we describe, but it ain't what you're describing. So anyway, that was just a long digression about, to say that I do look at some of this stuff and I try and triangulate on the truth. And sometimes, you know, you just, the emperor has no clothes and you can see their woo-woo and you know which way it's pointed. Kremlin propaganda, the second article. Kremlin propagandist praised Elon Musk for his mockery of Ukraine President Zelensky's appeals for military aid to fight aggression. Comments made on the Russia One channel follow a meme Musk shared on X, formerly Twitter, photoshopped image of Zelensky. And when it's been 5 minutes, you haven't asked for $1 billion in aid meme.
Oh, I've seen that meme, yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, it goes on, and there's some other different multiple quotes here of people favorable, sort of like how they talk about Tucker Carlson over there. And anyway, I said we'd talk about it. We've talked about it. You can add anything you want to it.
I think that no American should be forced to pay for a war in Ukraine that they don't want to participate in.
Yeah, but you don't think we should be forced to pay for any war.
That's true.
Yeah. So
I'm against the next war, too. I was against this one before it started.
And you're consistent. if I pick up here on this topic, we'll go on all the way to the end of the segment. We've got other important things to do that we can at least touch on. I'm not even going to bother talking about Naked Attraction and although there's some really good stuff in here. Never mind. Forget what I just said. Daryl Olson is the executive producer of the show. And let's see.
The second Olson on the show today.
Oh, okay. Oh, the other one. Well, this was, what did I say, Darren?
Daryl.
Yeah. Daryl.
Yeah.
But we had a David. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. How could I forget that? Anyway, it goes on. It's on. Let's see. A few questions here. Are Americans more or less prudish than you expected? What's happening in the States is like the UK 7 or 8 years ago. I can't believe this on screen. And then finally to, this is quite amazing. have you thought about doing a celebrity version of the show? We would love to do a celebrity version. If you can round up enough celebrities, that would be a great way to launch a U.S. season.
It sure would be, but I tend to think that celebrities are not foolish, that they're, only the celebrities that you want to see naked the least would their agents allow them to go on.
Let me ask this. Can a show where people are judging, dismissing others based on the most superficial of things like their genitals? Well, actually, your genitals are not superficial because...
There's a lot less that are superficial
than
others.
Hardly anybody gets to see them so lightly. I disagree. What this proves, every person is different and not just facially. We've all got different genitals. We've all got different big toes. There's so much material here. I can't.
I am unsurprised that what is called Naked Attraction. I'm unsurprised that this show does well because everybody likes nudity. They're interested in it. Whether they want to be mad about it or whether they want to look at it, whatever the situation is, they are attracted to nudity. However, I'm with the premise here that this is a pretty terrible way to pick a life mate. If you're picking a life mate based on genitals, then better choices.
Knees and elbows and things.
Fine,
like that.
Those too, all those things.
one of the questions here, and I won't try and read it directly, is they're saying do the men do anything to present that part of their body a little more favorably?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, well, I don't know, because they're hidden until it gets that high. By the way, as if you didn't listen last week, they start with the feet, and they reveal more and more of the person until they get to the face. And then when they get down to the last two contestants, who the woman, or it could be the reversal on the sexes, has to get naked, too, before she picks her, the winner. But he goes, I don't know what's happening because it's hidden. So maybe.
Does the winner get, when the woman, in this case, let's use women. So there's four guys that are being trotted out naked. There's one woman, clothed, that is picking between them. She has to get naked before she picks. But can she be rejected based on...
There's six contestants, so after four are eliminated, she has to get naked.
Okay. And then is she possibly eliminated too? Is this superficial in both directions?
Well, I imagine you could say, I don't want to go out with that person.
I see.
I almost said something very unkind. That's unlike me.
Unkindness in this show seems to go hand in hand. They're skipping down the primrose path, unkindness in the show.
Yeah, the whole show is based on...
getting judgy.
At least... anxiety.
Yeah. By the way, I would lose.
We probably, Mark, I don't want to be unkind. But you have to get past the producers.
Right.
So there is a whole filtering process here.
I suspect
lots of people would lose, and they lose before they ever get to the show.
Right.
Well, let's go with the last story here. I think this one is one we can all relate to. Gay sex between animals evolved for a very important reason.
What is that reason?
Sex between same-sex couples has been reported. This is really quite interesting. And we've got about 5 minutes to deal with.
They must be labeling sex as a very broad term.
These are big numbers. Sex between same-sex couples has been reported in more than 1,500 animal species, including all the main groups of vertebrates, such as fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals. It has also been seen...
As if you didn't know what the five vertebrates were.
I don't think I could have just said that without a little bit of thought.
I think I could have. But I learn lists.
Well, next time we'll test you. Well, in fact, I can test you right now.
Okay, good.
It's also been seen in the main invertebrate groups.
Oh, no.
Which are?
I don't know if I can do that. Mollusks. What are crabs called? I'm not going to
You're getting
do
too
it.
Specific.
Okay.
Okay. Insects.
Insects, okay.
Spiders, uh-huh. Which are different than insects.
Right.
Echinoderms.
I don't know what that is.
Well, a starfish are an example of those.
Okay.
Nematodes, which are the parasitic worms. It's particularly common in non-human primates, which means like basically apes, monkeys, things like that.
Right.
It also includes lemurs. Lemurs,
yeah. I believe shrews are primates, or at least were classified at one point as primates.
But, I wonder. Sloths, I would think, are primates.
I don't think so.
Oh. Anyway, that's 51 species. Over the years, a number of theories. By the way, I want to say this early in this discussion.
I'm not surprised the dirty little monkeys are doing that.
I want to say two things. I want to say correctly the voicemail number. Any of this stuff that you want to comment on, 941-799-6033. And that's a symmetrical 6 on one side of the 0 to the left, and then two numbers that add to 6, 33. 941-799-6033. Don't be punching 99 in there at the end. I don't know where you get that stuff from. Years ago, and he's passed on now, but a very interesting man I had a chance to interview, full hour, Leonard Schlain, S-C-H-L-A-I-N. He was a brain surgeon, neurosurgeon, brain surgeon, and his hobby was anthropology. And he was a best-selling anthropology author. And I got to interview him about the book Sex, Time, and Power. And he had a very interesting theory about how homosexuality arose in the human species. But we'll stick with this for a moment. Over the years, a number of theories have been proposed to why animals engage in same-sex sexual behavior. Includes not only mating, but monogamous same-sex relationships. These include cases of mistaken identity, limited availability of partners of the opposite sex, sexual frustration. And there's also the dominance thing. The team also found male same-sex sexual behavior was more likely to evolve in species where males often kill each other as adults, known as adulticide. In this scenario, same-sex sex may be used to diffuse tension in groups and reduce the risk of violent conflict between males.
Mm.
So I think still that sort of qualifies as dominance and submission.
I think it does too, yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Well, I want to tell Leonard Schlain's idea, because this was a great idea, which you could never prove. But he said, and this was especially important as the human species left the Fertile Crescent and the agricultural aspect, but it would have started sooner than that, in the hunter-gatherer society, that having this random occurrence of homosexuality, and we're not talking male and or female, we're talking both. I guess and or would include female. Male and or female. Created unattached, unburdened adults in the tribe. Now, that doesn't mean they didn't couple up with somebody, but if you're less interested in sex with the other person, you will procreate less.
Sure.
So it's skewed to more adults because just by the nature of tribal society and hunter-gatherer society, you had some attrition in the adults when they'd go out.
Some didn't come back.
Yes. And so you had unattached adults to pick up the slack. And so tribes or clans or whatever you want to call them, I guess clan is smaller than tribe.
Okay.
The clan had a better chance of survival and procreating more. And I thought,
explain it to me why it is, because so some people go out and they don't come back.
Because there is a high mortality of adults.
Uh-huh.
And someone had to take care of the kids. And if you had a surplus of adults, it made up for the mortality of other adults.
So that way the kids of people that are now dead were picked up, by non-mated adults rather than, or, you know, same-sex mated adults.
It would have to mean that the occurrence of homosexuality occurred in some kind of random pattern and not hereditary, because you wouldn't be creating other ones.
Interestingly, twins are more likely to be homosexual. I don't know if that has to do with hereditary.
Is that your personal experience? Or?
No. You can look it up on the interwebs. I'm told to me by a gay guy, one of our former co-hosts, Dale Everett.
I'm glad you attributed that. There's more to be. I wish Leonard Schlein was still around that we could talk to him. He had some other great theories, too. Well, Mark, we've blown through most of these 3 hours talking about nothing like I originally planned as I did the 35 pages of show prep.
That's probably
a good thing. And you've got a recording now of posterity for your grandkids and great-grandkids of part of your life story. And,
you know, presuming Jack breeds. Oh, I think he can.
I think the odds are, and, you know, he'll say, listen to the Puffy's life story in his own words. So, well, we're all wrapped up. We'll come up with some surprise for next week and then back to our format in 2 weeks. You've been listening to Brains and Edge on the Free Talk Live Network. I'm Henry Rain.
I'm Mark Edge.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.